This is yoga for stiff, old guys. What you'll need is a wall. We'll start with a spinal stretch. Walking to the wall, bring your hands at about hip height. You can find this by bringing your fingers to the front of your pelvis. You'll find two bony hip protrusions near the top of your hip bones. Place your hands just above these points on the wall. Your hands should be parallel to each other and about shoulder distance apart. Now walk your feet back from the wall until your feet are underneath your hips, so your body basically looks like an L. Spread your fingers wide. Straighten your arms. Bend your knees if you need to so that you can reach and stretch through your spine. Reach your hips back into the center of the room as you press your palms into the wall. Squeeze your outer arms in and lengthen your inner elbows. Gradually begin to straighten your legs. If you find that your lower back begins to round, instead keep your knees a little bent so that you can work on straightening the spine. Keep reaching back through your hips, press your palms into the wall, and see if you can create another inch of space between your hips and your armpits. Take a deep breath in. Exhale out fully. Take one more breath, pressing into your hands, pressing your thighs back towards the center of the room. Exhale out, and walk your feet up towards your hands to stand up. Next, turn around so that your back is at the wall and your heels are at the baseboard. Bring your feet so that your feet are directly underneath your hips and parallel. Press your thighs back towards the wall as you draw your tailbone down towards your heels. Stretch your arms straight out in front of you so that your fingers are in line with your shoulders. Straighten your arms. Now draw your shoulder blades down your back, so basically you're bringing the top of your shoulder back into the wall. Keep drawing your tailbone down, press your thighs back, and slowly begin to reach your arms up over your head. If you need to, you can take your arms wide as a V, but keep your arms straight. As you begin to reach up into the air with your arms, keep pressing down with your heels. Draw your lower belly in and draw the sides of your waist back to the wall. Keep reaching up through your fingers. Straighten your arms as best you can, and reach your fingers up as you soften your shoulders down your back. Press down through your heels, stretch your fingers up, and lengthen your spine. Take a deep inhalation here and get a little taller. And as you exhale, bring the hands back down by your side. Now, with your back against the wall, walk your feet forward. Your feet are still parallel, but now your feet are about a thigh's distance away from the wall, probably about 2-2.5 feet. Pressing your back against the wall, now slowly begin to bend your knees so that your back slides down the wall until your knees and your hips are parallel. It's like you're sitting in a chair at the wall. Draw your lower belly in, draw the sides of your waist back. And now press your upper arms into the wall and lift your chest up. Press down through your heels, get long through your spine. Breathe. Smooth out your breath. Take a deep inhalation and an exhalation. Press down through your heels, lengthen through the sides of your waist, draw the sides of your waist back towards the wall. We are family. I got all my now extend your fingertips out in front of you so that your hands are parallel to your shoulders. Straighten your arms and reach through your fingers. Even as you reach your fingers out towards the center of the room, draw your shoulders back into the wall. Lengthen your inner elbows. Keeping the arms strong and straight now, slowly begin to reach the fingertips forward and up to bring the arms over your head. Keep lengthening your arms, firm your triceps in, and hug the muscles to the bone. Keep pressing down through your heels. As you stretch the arms up overhead, watch the tendency of the lower back to overarch. Keep drawing your lower belly in and pull the lower ribs back into the wall. Press down through your heels and reach up through your fingertips. Take one more deep inhalation here. And as you exhale, bring the hands back down. Place your hands on the wall and press yourself up to stand. Keeping your feet the distance they are away from the wall now, bend your knees, keep your butt at the wall, and slowly walk your hands down your calves. So you're doing a modified forward bend. If you feel really tight through your back, support your torso by keeping your hands on your shins or your thighs. If this is feeling pretty good, you can let your body weight hang over and maybe even hold on to opposite elbows. Depending on the flexibility of your hamstrings, you might work towards straightening your legs. Take a couple deep breaths here, letting the back of your body fill up with breath. And as you exhale, draw your belly back to your spine. Take one more inhalation. Exhale fully. And then slowly walk your hands up your thighs and come back to stand. Returning to where we started, bring your hands at about hip height against the wall and step back so that again your feet are underneath your hips. So here we are again in a spinal stretch. Spread your fingers wide, press all 10 fingers into the wall, and reach your hips back towards the center of the room. Begin to lift your quads, engage your legs, press your thighs back to the center of the room as you press your hands into the wall. Lengthen through the sides of your waist. It's kind of as if you're on a rack, being pulled in two directions at once. Continue to breathe deeply. Take one more breath here. And then slowly walk your feet back up to the wall. To stretch the front of your shoulder, now stand with your right side against the wall. Place your right hand on the wall at the same level as your shoulder, so that your arm is reaching back behind you. Take a deep inhale in, lengthen through your spine, root your tailbone down, and as you exhale, slowly begin to turn your chest left towards the center of the room. You should feel a stretch across the front of your chest and maybe even down your arm. Continue to press all 5 fingers of your right hand firmly into the wall and soften your shoulders down your back. Take a deep breath into the front of your chest to create more space, and as you exhale, draw your belly in and turn slightly to the left, into the center of the room. Take one more breath here. Fully exhale out. And then inhaling, turning around, and we'll take the other side. Placing your left hand on the wall at the same level as your left shoulder, and your feet pointing straight ahead. As you inhale, lift up tall through your spine, root your tailbone down, and as you exhale, begin to turn towards your right, turning your chest in towards the center of the room. Continue to press your left hand firmly into the wall, rooting down through all 10 fingers, all 10 knuckles. And as you exhale, draw your belly in and continue to turn. Take one more breath here. Fully exhale out. And then inhale and turn back to the wall. Next, we'll stretch out the front of the leg, the hip flexors, which often get tight if you drive a lot or sit in chairs. Come to kneel on the floor with the left side of your body at the wall. Step your right foot forward to come into a low lunge. So bring your right ankle underneath your right knee and check to make sure that this is true. Draw your tailbone down. That means if you have your hands on those front hip points, lift the front hip points up towards your rib cage. At the same time, your tailbone or your sacrum roots down towards the back leg. Keeping your lower belly lifted in and your hip points lifting up, begin to drop your hips forward and down. You should feel a stretch through the front of your back leg. The more you keep rooting your tailbone down and lifting the front of your pelvis up, the more intense the stretch will be. If you're feeling comfortable, bring your hands onto your front thigh, lift up tall through your chest, and drop your shoulders down your back. Relax your jaw, lift up tall through the top of your head. As you inhale, get a little taller through your spine, and as you exhale, let your hips drop a little bit more forward. If you're feeling comfortable here, then take your arms off your thighs and extend them straight forward. Root your shoulders down your back, and then begin to reach your arms up into the air and stretch through your whole spine. So as the pelvis drops down, the upper arms and the upper body reach up. If your arms are straight, lengthen your inner elbows and stretch your fingertips up towards the ceiling. Take one more deep inhale. And exhale, bring your hands down. Place your hands on the floor and change legs so that your left leg is now forward and your right shin is on the floor. Make sure that your left ankle is directly underneath your left knee. And again, take a moment here to lift the front of your hip points up. Drop the back of your pelvis down. Inhale in and lift your chest. And as you exhale, begin to move your hips forward and down, but keep lifting your lower belly and your front hip points up. Again, you should feel this in the front of your back leg. If this is feeling pretty good, you can reach the arms forward again, drop your shoulders down your back, and stretch your fingers up into the air. Even if you need to take your arms into a V, try to keep your arms straight rather than bent. Stretch your fingers up, at the same time drop your shoulders down. With every inhale, get a little taller through your chest. As you exhale, keep curling the tailbone down underneath you, lift your belly in. Take one more inhale, and exhale, bring your hands down. Now turning to face the inside of the room, bring your heels to the wall and come into a cat position. Your hands are underneath your shoulders, your knees are underneath your hips. We'll take a couple of cat-cow here, which means that we'll arch and round the spine to stretch out the back. Spread your fingers wide and make your arms straight. As you inhale, keeping your arms straight, pull your chest forward through your arms, reach your tailbone back and arch the spine. As you exhale, press down into your hands and your shins and lift the spine up towards the ceiling, dropping your head down and creating a C curve. As you inhale in, reach your chest forward through your arms, lengthen your tailbone back. And as you exhale, draw your belly up to your spine and round. Inhaling in, reach your chest forward, make your arms straight, pull the arm bones back towards your hips. And as you exhale, press into your palms, drop your tailbone, drop your head, and round your spine. Inhaling in, reach your chest forward, lengthen your tailbone towards the wall. And as you exhale, press into your palms and your knees and round your spine. Come to sit at the wall now with your legs extended into the center of the room. You should feel the back of your pelvis, as well as your entire back up the wall. This is basically the same position we were in before, just in a different orientation. With your legs extended out straight, bring your feet together. Flex your feet so that both the inside of the foot and the outside of the foot are pulling back to you at the same rate. In other words, don't sickle. If you need to, you can bend your knees here so that your spine can lift up tall. You want to feel that you're sitting right on top of your sitting bones. If you need to, you can sit on a book or lift your pelvis up slightly if that makes it easier to lengthen your spine. To the extent that you are able, begin to straighten your legs. Press your thigh bones down, press your heels down, and reach through the feet. You can bring your hands down by your side, press your fingertips into the floor to lengthen the chest up towards the ceiling. Draw your navel back, lift through your chest, extend the legs out. Take a few slow, deep breaths here. With every exhale, see if you can reach through the heels a little bit more, engage the thighs a little bit more, and stretch your spine. Take one more inhale, and exhale fully. Now it's time to come down onto your belly. Stretch your legs out long behind you with your toes pointed towards the wall. Laying on your belly, make a pillow with your two hands and bring your forehead onto your hands. Stretch your toes back towards the wall. Press the entire top of your foot, including the pinky toe side. Draw your tailbone down towards your heels, lengthening your lower back. Now walk your hands underneath your shoulders and bring your forehead to the floor. Bring the elbows back towards your side, squeeze your elbows in, and lift the shoulders up off the floor. As you inhale, take a slow back bend, lifting the chest up and forward, and as you exhale, bringing it back down. As you inhale, lift the chest forward and up, elbows squeeze back and in, and as you exhale, lower down. Inhaling in, reach your chest forward and up. Exhale, lower down. Keep your tailbone nice and long. Inhale in, lifting up, and we'll hold here. Pull the elbows back and in, reach your chest forward, and now draw your lower belly in to engage your core. Keep your tailbone and your lower back long. You should feel most of this in the upper back, not the lower back. You feel it in the lower back, come down a little bit. Take one more breath in, and as you exhale, lower your forehead back down. You can turn your head to one side, bring your hands down by your side, and gently shake out your hips. Turn your head to the other side. And than bringing your hands underneath your shoulders, bring your forehead back to the floor. Reach your toes back, press the tops of your feet down, and lengthen your tailbone to your heels. As you inhale, reach your chest forward and up, press down with your hands, and lift your chest. Squeeze the elbows back and in, and pull your chest further away from your hips towards the center of the room. Take an inhale here. Exhale, stay up. As you inhale, lift your hands if you can. Exhale, stay here. One more breath. Lengthen your tailbone. Keep drawing your belly in. And exhale, lower down. Hands underneath the shoulders. Press yourself up into a cat position so you're on your hands and knees. Bring your elbows down onto the floor where your hands were and interlace your fingers together. Step one foot back and then the other so that you're coming into a long plank position. Your shoulders are over your elbows. Your shoulders are in line with your hips and your heels are reaching back towards the wall. Keep pressing down with your forearms, reach your heels back and reach your chest forward. Your body is in one long line. This is called forearm plank. You should feel the front of your body working to support the back of your body. Keep pressing your thighs towards the ceiling. Take one more inhale. Exhale, lower your knees down. Come onto your hands and your knees and round your spine into a cat pose. Inhaling in, reach your chest forward, pull your tailbone back, cat. And as you exhale, press your palms into the floor, round your spine, drop your head. Inhaling in with straight arms, reach your chest forward, reach your tailbone back. And as you exhale, round your spine. One more time. Inhale in, reach your chest forward, reach your tailbone back. And exhale, round your spine. Now come to lay down on your back so that you can extend your legs and arms without them touching anything. Bring your hands down by your side with the palms up. Let your shoulders relax down. Let the back of your body spread out on the floor and close your eyes. If this is at all difficult for your lower back, then bend your knees. Once here, allow the front of your body to relax completely. And take a moment to just let go. Let go of your agendas and your plans, your thoughts. And just bring your attention to your breath for a few moments. Taking your time, slowly begin to open your eyes. Bend your knees, draw your knees up towards your chest, and then carefully roll over onto your right side. Press down with your left hand and then move yourself up to sitting. Take a moment to just notice how you feel. This has been Yoga for Stiff Old Guys. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man.